Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I had a very productive day. We've been busy in ministry, and for the last few hours, I was just winding down.
Oh, lucky you.
Well, no, child, I ain't lucky. I'm blessed, but I don't know about no luck.
Yes, you're blessed. Yes, well, we know that you are blessed.
All right. Luck ain't got nothing to do with it.
My voice told me I was lucky today. I said, lucky for what?
And say that again.
My voice told me that I was lucky today, and I said, lucky for what? Hey, what
yes.
Lucky for?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, would you like to open up in prayer this evening?
Sure, we can do that. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to you this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us throughout this day. Father God, thank you for allowing us to see this day that you have made and Father God, that we've never seen before. And before I go any further, we just ask that you forgive us for any and all sins that we may have committed on this day, anything that we've done that was knowingly and unknowingly not pleasing in your sight up until now. We ask for your forgiveness. Now, Lord God, we pray that you continue to bless us and be with us throughout this day, O Father God. Continue to allow your spirit, your presence, Father God, to go before us and just to anoint everything that's being done at this time, Father God, with your people. Bless the GQ Palace Radio Spiritual Sunday, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless and uplift and strengthen the owner, Rich Money, oh Father God, as he endeavors to do the will of the Father. Continue to encourage him, oh Lord God, to just to keep on, oh Father God, keep on holding on to your unchanging hands. Also, we ask that you bless our host, Lavina Polite, oh Father God, as she goes about doing that which you've placed within her hands, oh Lord God. Continue to speak to her heart and continue to encourage her as well. Oh, Father God, for if we don't get weary and faint not in our well-doing, we shall reap a harvest, oh, Father God. And we're praying and believing, oh, Lord God, that you've only just begun the work that you're going to do here at GQ Palace, oh, Father God, and the best is yet to come. Bless all the staff members, oh, Father God, those that are involved with GQ Palace in the various different programs, oh, Lord God. We pray also, Father God, and I ask that you strengthen our special guest on this evening, Lord God, in a special way. Lord God, continue to anoint her, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to order her steps, oh, Lord God, oh, Father God, and continue to just to lead and guide her, oh, Father God, in all things, oh, Lord God, as she continues to walk, oh, Father God, according to your will. And then, Father God, we just pray that you bless all those that are listening in, those that are calling in, oh, Father God, and those that are just listening in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, continue to encourage them and let them be able to receive a blessing on this evening, oh, Father God, and come in great expectation to receive a blessing, oh, Father God, for we know that they shall be blessed. Father God, we just thank you, we love you, we adore you, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. And I come before you humbly at this hour just asking that you receive this prayer by faith. Accept it, Lord God, for the things I've said, anything I've left unsaid. Offer this prayer to you this day in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. All right, at this point, at this time in the hour, I'm going to bring on our special guest. We have Minister Cheryl Miller. Minister Miller, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me. I do appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
My name is, as you already know, Minister Cheryl Miller. I'm 29 years old, and I'm just truly grateful for everything that the Lord has done in my life and what he continues to do for me. I'm grateful for the fact that I accepted him as my personal Savior at the age of 16. And from there, I thank God for him seeing the very best in me through different things, as I know every Christian does. But God continues to remain faithful towards me each and every day. I just thank God for just giving me a mind and a hunger and a thirst to seek him every day. I'm grateful for my church family, New Life, Deliverance Apostolic Ministries, where my pastor is Pastor Thomas. And I'm just grateful, you know, to be an ambassador for him, just to be able to spread the good news, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's at my job. I just desire to be a willing vessel, ready to be used by the Lord, and truly believe that the best is yet to come in the believer's life. If we just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, if we just continue to put him first. I'm grateful that I was saved at a young age, and I am appreciative that he thought enough of me to want to use me in a day and time such as this. And I just, you know, want to encourage those that are listening just to continue to hold on to God, continue to put him first. He allows us to go through things for a reason to make us to where we need to be in him. But I'm just grateful to be on station and appreciative that I'm able to share my testimony with you all this evening.
Amen. Amen. And it's definitely an honor to have you on the show. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take another caller, okay?
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Yeah.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sundays. Do I still have Minister Weathersby and Minister Miller on the air?
Yes.
Amen. Glad to be a part of it.
Sister Lavina, before you go further, can I just say this real quick?
Sure.
This is the second time in 4.5 hours that I've heard that song. When I was coming through the door, coming home from church services, I had the Gospel Music Choice channel on in my television, in my living room, and when I came in the door, that song was playing. And now I'm hearing it again, and God had clearly given me a thought that that's going to be a message that I'm going to have to speak to, because I understand about almost letting go. And I'm just grateful to God for that, because He surely has a way of just confirming things for us.
Yes,
He does.
Amen. We're going to bring on our first caller this evening. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha Stevens.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good.
That's
good. Would you like to say your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Well, I do have a testimony, but I don't know if I should say it. But I'm going to say it anyway. It can't be helpful. You know, I had problems. I was in this church today. I have no idea who it was. I don't know who the pastor was or anything. And they had told me some my testimony about when I was little, because they know me when I was little, but I don't know them. And I had told them everything that I was scared. I was like, no, I'm not going to say my testimony, but I'm going to tell it anyway. And I told them how I was 6 months old, and I had died and came back to life because of a seizure. And I was telling them that when I had a stroke, I couldn't walk, talk, nor hear. And I was paralyzed right side neck down. And I had told them that I was slowly recovering until I was seven. I really got healed. I got healed. God healed me on my 7th birthday. And I told them that I tried to kill myself when I was 7 years old because of bullying at school and stuff. And I thought that my mama didn't know no better at that time, but she did, because she was a minister of the church. So why did I not listen to her? Well, 7 months later, she was talking about repentance, and I was like, I don't know. Should I go up there? So I was curious. I got faith that night. I didn't try to kill myself again, but I had the suicidal thought in my mind. When I turned 8 years old, I went to Mobile, Alabama, and I got the Holy Ghost with my mom. My mom was preaching, and I got the Holy Ghost. And I kept on. When my mama got sick when I was 10, she was going through some battles and all that stuff. She said, Martha, you're going to start preaching with me. And I started preaching with her at the age of 8. And I had told my mama, I said, I don't know how to do this. What in the world? Have you lost your God-given mind? And she was like, no, I haven't. God got this. I know what you're going through, Martha. You're just going through that time that you don't want to do nothing, but God wants you to do something. And I think now is the time. So 12 years old, she passed. When I was 12 years old, she passed. And when I turned 13, I had that quit. I was trying to be drugged, I was trying to get in. I was drugging. I was trying to be in a gang and almost got killed. I'm allergic to drugs, I couldn't be drugged. And when I turned, I'm 14 now, I had threw a rock up through somebody's window. And I came home that night. I went on my bed. I had a dream I went to hell. What the hell? I said, oh my God, I don't want to go to hell. She said, but if you get yourself right, Martha, you're up in the Father, the Holy Ghost, and you're not going to be able to stop. I said, okay. And I was like, okay. So I went to the church on my birthday, and I had told the whole church what I was doing. And God had told me right then and there, Martha, you just confess, and you're going to get healed from it. And I thank God for today, because today is the 2-year anniversary for my mom of her passing. But I do thank God for the life that you live to tell me, Martha, you are a prayer warrior. Martha, you are this, you are that, spoken to existence. Told me what I was going to do. But I thank God anyway through the trials and tribulations that I've been going through everything I've been going through. But God, because God brought me out, and I'm so thankful. That's what I'm thankful on today.
Amen. 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 Would you like to give a word of encouragement to her? Minister Miller, would you like to give words of encouragement to Martha?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I just want you to, how old did you said that you were? You said that you're 14?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want you to know, just continue to hold on to the Lord. What you're going through was not just for you, but it was also that, so that you can continue to be a light and example to your friends and to those around you. I just commend you even for even calling in, and give me your testimony, and I want you to know that the Lord, he loves you, and he cares for you, and he's pleased with you. Just continue to hold on to God. Continue to put him first, and you have your mother who is no longer with you, and I'm sorry for her passing, but just continue to listen to those words of wisdom that she gave unto you. Continue to live by that, and continue to get in your word and seek the Lord. Because God has great things in store for you if you continue to line up with him and if you continue to put him first. It says in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. So continue to lean not into your own understanding, but in everything, realize that all things working for the good of them that love the Lord. Everything is working out for your good, even when you went through those things that you went through as a child, everything was working together so that you can continue to be what he has ordained for you to be. I will keep you lifted up, and God bless you.
Amen. Minister Weathersby.
Amen. I concur with my sister. Everything that she said is very appropriate. It's very important that we, in all things, we learn to keep God first and acknowledge him in all things. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. And all our ways means exactly what it means, all our ways. So I concur with what my sister just said, and just be encouraged.
Amen. And Martha, I just want to tell you to just please, you know, stay positive and continue to do God's work and give him 100% at all times. At all times. He has already, he knows your plan. Your plan is already destined for you. You just have to be able to just give him your all and accept everything that he has to offer for you. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to bring another caller on.
Amen.
Amen.
Worrying,
worrying,
how
the
glory is.
When
when I let go.
I let go when
and I let
God
let him have
that God has his
way. That's when
things start
happening.
When I stop looking at things,
when I let go,
I let go
when I let God. Let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright.
Yeah.
As long as I stop worrying, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God.
I'm not going to complain, but I could be doing better. I just want to know, you know, why is it when you try to do good for someone, it seems like at the end of the day or at the end of the ordeal, you be the one walked all over. And where I'm going with this, I had that a lady and her daughter stay with me. So, I mean, you know, it was arrangements of, you know, to give me this, give me that, which, you know, it wasn't really no big thing issue about the money or anything like that. And, I mean, you know, I let them stay here. Yesterday was like 2 months. You know, they didn't really give up no money or anything like that. You know, when they would go shopping, they would buy food that they eat. So, you know, I was, like, really just getting, like, frustrated with the whole situation. And I called my brother, which it's his baby's mother and daughter that was here. And, you know, I said, something's got to give. You know, they're all night long, you know, you're running the TVs. You sitting up, not helping me do nothing in the house. You know, I'm going to keep it done anyway because it's mine. So yesterday, well, Friday, you know, it was just, you could just feel the tension in the air. So I, you know, called him Friday, and I said, well, it's some things going on in here I don't like. So you're going to have to do something. So yesterday I went to a housewarming yesterday evening and, you know, was there last night. And so I got a text and they was like, are you at home? And I was like, no, I'm not. You know. So that was the end of that. Well, you know, I'm not thinking nobody has because I got the keys from them a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
When I come home last night, I come through my front door, no problem.
Okay.
I get to start to open up my other doors. I'm like, wait a minute, I know I got the right keys, and I know I'm not going crazy.
Okay.
I kept trying, and I happened to look. It was two keys broken off in my locks. Both locks had a key broken off in it. So I went back over to my neighbor's. You know, and it took him approximately 2 hours to get me into my home. You know, now, they had to do it because when I came in, like I said, it was food taken. All of their stuff was gone. I noticed a couple other little miscellaneous gone. You know, but that's okay. Why would you do someone like that that's trying to help you? You know, I gave my heart. I put my heart in this. I didn't have to let them stay.
Right.
You know, and I just feel like, you know, it took everything in my power, you know, to not just do evil for evil.
Right.
You know, and I prayed about it all night. I prayed about it today. You know, and I said it's nothing but the devil because I can't go out my house and leave it. I can't even lock it. You know, so I'm like sitting up in here with the chain on the door and all of this. I'm not used to that.
Right.
And I know that they did this, you know, broke the keys off. But why do someone like that that was there to help you? I did no wrong to them at all. You know, and I'm just asking y'all to pray for me to be strong because I don't want to do any evil. Get back, as they call it, the get back. You know, I just know that I'll get my blessing in the end for being the person that I was, you know. And, I mean, it's just been like all day my mind just been wondering why, you know, why did you do this to me when I was there for you?
Right. Now, have you tried to call them or... No,
I tried to call them last night. I've tried to call them today. I've texted them everything. No answers from nobody. Nobody.
Wow.
Nobody.
Wow.
You know, and I don't want to know why you took some of the things that you took. I don't care about that. Why did you break the keys off in my door like that? You know, for me not to even try to get, you know, you tried to make it so I couldn't even get in my own home. Come on now. That's just low.
Yeah.
You know, I poured my heart out. I gave you guys a place to stay.
Right.
You know, I was starting to feel like a prisoner in my own home.
That's definitely a lot. It's definitely a lot, I must say. Wow. Look, and see, I know you, so where do I begin? Where do I begin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not a bad person.
Right.
You know, and like I said, when I gave my heart and I let you stay here, you know, the first month I should have let you go when you didn't give up the money. You know, because my bills went up and everything. But I didn't complain, you know. I was like, well, somebody's got to do something.
Right.
You know, and I've been praying on it. I've been praying on it. You know, and I talked to a couple of people, and they were like, you know what? Don't do no evil for evil. You got what you wanted. You got them out of your home. That's true. But why would you do this to hurt me? What if I didn't have no neighbors to go to at 1 o'clock in the morning to open up my door? Where would I went?
Right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to go to the special guest for words of encouragement.
How you doing? What's your name again, ma'am?
T.
T. I just, first of all, want to say that I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry that you had to go through this. But I want you to know that God has not forgotten your labor of love. As the Bible says, that you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. And I know it doesn't feel good right now, you know, what you're going through. But the Bible also says that God is saying, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And pretty much, I want you to know that God has not forgotten what has been done to you. And his timing, he will deal with those who have harmed you and who have, you know, done what they've done to you. I encourage you to hold your head up high.
Okay.
Understanding that God, he allowed this to happen for a reason. And you know what? I truly believe that God allowed this to happen so that you can grow spiritually, more spiritually in him. The enemy wants you to attack. He wants you to retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants you to draw closer to him in this situation. And I just encourage you to seek the Lord. When you feel troubled in your spirit about this situation, call on the Lord even the more and say, God, I'm hurt about this situation. The good thing about it is that God wants us to cry out to him when situations bother us, because he's able to strengthen us like no one can, you
mm-hmm.
know. And if you lean, if you draw nigh unto him, the Bible says that he will draw nigh unto you if you draw nigh unto him. So I encourage you to let go and let the Lord have his way in the situation and watch him do a work that no man can do what we're able to do. And watch him open up doors and watch him bless you for you being a blessing. They weren't appreciative of what you did for them, but in the end, they will realize that they're wrong. They might not even never apologize, but I want you to know that God, he is going to bless you. But just lean and depend on him, trust his timing, and understand that he will repay and he will make sure that what you're going through will be handled in decency and in order. But right now is the time for you to just seek the Lord. It's the time for you to lean and depend on him so that you may continue to grow and be more and more like him. I encourage you just to stay on your word, stay prayerful, and God will make a way for you. He will strengthen you, and he will bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I agree. Minister Weathersby?
Yeah, well, let's make it three. I agree as well. And also, I believe it's very significant that we understand. Unfortunately, we're going to be disappointed and frustrated with man and particularly those that are close to you. The worst a pain that I believe that you can feel outside of physical pain is emotional pain, and it's the hurt that you can and the pain that you get from emotional pain and hurt that comes from when someone close to you, generally a family member, has done something wrong. It's a hurt. It's difficult, but God is able. God is able to see us through all of that. And again, I would also say that the enemy would like to use this for us to discourage us from coming to the aid of assisting someone else in the future or whenever we have an opportunity to. That should not, I would not let this govern how you go about that, because if God places in your heart and you have the abilities and wherewithal to help somebody, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
As Christians, as believers in Christ, we are to get beyond our own selfish desires and perform selfless acts to assist and aid others. But the enemy don't want us doing that, because he would rather have us disassociated and disenfranchised and separated, and so that he can have an easy avenue at us. So
right.
I would say don't let that frustrate you and keep you from doing something that you know is the right thing to do, and that God would have us to do.
Right.
Because again, that's His will for us. That's the purpose for us being here. We're here to be a help one unto another. And it's sad that all that happened. But here's one thing that I can also tell you. I believe strongly that anytime things like these start popping up in our lives, that's because God is moving mightily in our lives. And we know what happened last week. We know what we talked about last week.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's why it happened.
I understand that, you know, I was turning a new leaf. You know, and I was so talking about even at the housewarming, you know, yeah, I'm going home so I can get ready for church and everything tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I come in here and I can't go to church because I can't leave my house unlocked. You know.
Yes. Well, again, that's what the enemy comes to do. He comes to frustrate us. He does not like. What we have to understand is that the enemy doesn't have, the devil doesn't have the kind of power that we tend to place on him. He just doesn't have it. He doesn't have the ability like God. He's not all knowing. He's not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. He don't know. The purpose and plans that God has for us. He don't know that. He don't know where God is taking us. But what he does is he recognizes movement in us that's different from what he's been accustomed to seeing, because he don't mind when we're stationary and we're stagnant and all we're doing is just going through the motions. He don't mind that. But when he sees you start making efforts like getting and securing a personal relationship with the Lord and attending worship services and making a commitment to do that, then that's when he gets to moving, because he does not want us to move. He would rather you be stationary or go backwards.
Right. I'm not going to go backwards.
And he's banking. You can better believe this. He's banking that this is going to stop you right in your tracks.
I won't go back. I can't. You know,
amen.
That's all I say. My thing is, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be.
Okay.
Because a week or two ago, I would have got revenge. I would have been out here trying to get revenge. You know, but like I said, I prayed on it last night. I prayed on it all day, and I'm going to continue to pray on it. You know, and like I said, it's all in His hands, because this battle is not mine. It's not mine at all.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I'm next Sunday, if it's God's will, I will be in His house. I'm not going to let anything, if I have to leave it unlocked, it'll have to be unlocked.
Amen. It's a trial and test of our faith.
Just pray for me.
Asbury Park.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, you know.
Well, no,
really,
not when you got a church right across the street.
You know, but I'm just asking you all to, you know, pray for me and, you know, keep me in your prayers, and I just stay strong. You
right.
know, and continue
right.
to do what I'm, you know, set out to do.
Well, you know, and see, this is what we have to understand, too, as well. The enemy may do some things that seem to be an attack to us, but God permits and allows things to happen for us as a trying and testing of our faith and to strengthen us, and strengthen our faith for the journey that lies ahead. You know, living the life of a Christian, walking with the Lord, I'm sorry, it ain't an easy life. It's
right.
not just something
right.
that you get, you know, that you're going to be immune to the things that happen when we were in the world. No, it's just not that. That's not the life. Matter of fact, things are going to get worse for us when we enter into a relationship with the Lord. The enemy gets, like I say, his eyes light up because he believes he has us. He believes that he has us. He believes that he can do to us and have us do what he suggested to God that he would get Job to do if God just took that hedge from around him. I said, I'll get him to curse him. I'll get him to curse you. You know, I'll get him to curse your name.
Right.
So,
how do you feel like when different things keep happening? Like, I know this is like with the keys and stuff, you know, but he has other situations, you know, as well. when it came down to, you know, like opening her home to people. So how, what would you say to that, though? I mean, I understand she's doing a good thing, but with everything that's being done, you know, to her, it's kind of causing more harm than good. I mean, yes, you know, she's opening up her home, but if you're opening up your home and different things are happening over and over and over again,
yeah.
What are you supposed to do? I mean, the key is a big thing, but it's not the first time, like, she's opened her home to someone
yeah.
and things didn't go the way it was supposed to go.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Yeah. I just think that it's very important that we pray for discernment. And ask God to reveal to us who we need to be in our home and who we shouldn't. Sometimes we feel like because we know a person or because they're family, that
mm-hmm.
it's okay for them to come into our house, but that's not the case.
Right.
We have to ask the Lord, God, please show me who needs to be up in my house or not, whether they're living with us or even for fellowship.
Right.
When we're trying to live for the Lord, we have to separate ourselves from people. And if they're not doing what you want or striving to do, you're trying to live holy. So if they're not trying to live holy or live right, don't expect their standards and your standards. Don't expect for them to do what you want them to do. And what I'm trying to
say is
you don't need everybody in your house. And what I'm saying is ask the Lord for discernment and say, Lord, I really want to help these people. They don't have a home, but God, give me the sermon to know if you want them to be with me or not, because God may lead you to have them live with somebody else, or maybe God will have you call somebody, and, you know, you can look for them where they should stay, but it not necessarily have to be at your home.
Yeah.
I don't really know you, T, but I can discern that you truly want to live a life to please the Lord. And this is a time in your life where God is making you and molding you. He's making you over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that you pray and ask the Lord for discernment, because he's trying to separate you from some folks. And I know you love people. You want to help people. You are a very giving person. But I encourage you to pray when it comes to helping people, because I had to do that. I was always, you know, the kind person. I'm still kind and nice, but I had to say, Lord, because people would take advantage of me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Until I began to pray, and God began to say, this person ain't right. This person trying to mooch off of you, this, that, and the third. And it was hard for me to accept that, because I wanted to help them. But when I began to pray and ask God for discernment, I just had to say, you know what, I'm not led to help you right now. I'm sorry. You know, I wish you the best, but I'm not led. So to make a long story short, please just pray for discernment. Pray even when it comes to people coming over your house and want to hang out with you. You know, I want you to
mm-hmm.
pray and say, God, do these people mean me any good? I mean, I'm going to be praying for you specifically that God will surround you around people who truly love him and who desire to help you in your walk with Christ, because that's what you need right now.
And that's the crazy thing, right? Because, I mean, I was getting ready to start, you know, attend her church,
uh-huh.
you know, a couple of times just to see what, you know, because I'm seeking a church home.
Okay.
And she, you know, goes to church every Sunday, but, you know, that, I guess, you know, that don't always mean anything. So, you know, I'm thinking that, hey, I'm doing the right thing for the right people, you know. And like I say, then this pops off, and, I mean, it really hurt. It really, truly hurt.
Well, again, also, God uses things for, you know, well, Romans 8:28 always says that God, all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Even this bad, negative situation, as hurtful and painful as it is, the Lord is, I do believe, is doing that to, you know, just to get you to draw closer and closer to him. Again, because as my sister said, the thing that's important is that we seek God first in all things. In everything that pertains to anything, seek God's guidance first. and then let the Lord direct our path and let him order our steps. And how we do that is that we have to solidify that relationship with him. God desires that, and that's what we need to do. That way we will, we'll know what direction God will have us to go in, because, you know, we're going to be able to hear from God. But when we don't, when we operate on, and I used this in the message this morning, talking about sometimes people believe that they are in a relationship with God and all they have is just an association.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's all they really have. They got saved. We believe they got saved, and they come to church, you know, maybe regularly, maybe not, but they'll come to church, and that's about all they're going to do.
Right.
And they're not looking to increase their prayer life. They're not looking to increase their studying of God's word. Nothing that they're not looking to do anything that it takes. And just think about this from a natural standpoint, what you have to do to formulate and build a relationship with someone. You got to spend time with them.
That's right.
They're not willing to spend time with the Lord.
Right.
And for me, that's somebody that has an association and not a relationship.
Right. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and take a couple more callers. You just stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I never
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have
made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
Never could have made it without you. Welcome back to DC Palace Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We're going to bring on a caller.
Okay.
Welcome to DC Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Welcome to DC Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, how are y'all doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Right. It's Minister Teresa of Revelation of God's Restoration Ministries. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
You know, I was a little late calling in. I'm usually in the beginning, and I was getting a little discouraged. I didn't think I was going to make it on, but you know what? I came on at the right time. When I pressed one, I heard Minister Arthur, I have a wonderful testimony. I heard Minister say about just waiting and being patient and the things you're going to go through. And then Lavina played that song. It was right on time. Every time I call in, the Lord ministers to my spirit. So I'm just thankful for just being able to make it each week on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. So that's the first testimony right there. Praise God. I'm thankful, y'all, on this week. And if you don't mind, I want to read this quick scripture and share my testimony. And
okay.
I pray y'all encourage as well. It's coming from one of my favorite books, the Book of Romans. And I'm just so thankful and grateful to God. I believe it's Romans chapter 4. Let me scroll down. I'm driving, so y'all bear with me. I got it where I could see it. Well, excuse me, I pulled over. Romans chapter 4, verse 24 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for, or as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us." And then I scroll down toward the end of the chapter, and it says, "As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And in all these things, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? For I am persuaded that neither life, death, nor angels, principalities, powers, things present, or things to come, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is Christ our Lord." And y'all, you know what? The word of God is so true. We got to go through things. We got to go through things in order to be more than conquerors. We have to conquer something. In order to have hope, we have to hope for something. Y'all, I walked. I used to walk to and fro when my car got tore up. Friends had gotten cars and helped me tore up my car, didn't give me a ride, and always had something to do. You know, well, sis, I'll come in a little bit. Well, I just remembered I have to do this, I have to do that. But you know what? I walked and I prayed. And y'all, the Lord blessed me with a car. And he didn't bless me with just any car. The car only had 49,000 miles on it. You know, it was just pretty much brand new for me. And what the God blessed me so good, I don't have to make my first payment until 3 months later. I get a free fill-up of gas every month for a year. For every 6 months for 3 years, I get free brakes if I need brakes, oil, transmission fluid change, all that. And the man at the dealership, the owner, pays for my tags. So, see, when God shows up, he truly shows out. And I kept praying. I kept on praying and praising God. It was nights I cried because, let me tell you, my family wasn't there for me. Even after I was there for them, sometimes you don't have to leave your house to meet the devil. I had family turn their back on me, so-called friends that I was there for all night praying, give my last to. Y'all, they helped me tear up my car. But you think they were there? But you know what? I kept on praying, and I kept on smiling, and I kept on praising God, even though I could not see my way. When I woke up that day, I didn't have no money in my pocket. I didn't have no money at all, but God blessed me with that car, and he blessed me with my small business loan that I had just got denied for, and it wasn't because my credit was good. The Lord blessed me in a way where I had to believe. When God bless you, you're going to know it's God. You don't have to come behind him at no point and wonder, was this truly God that done this thing? Because it wasn't through my credit report, because my credit was bruised and bloody. The glory be to God. I'll tell you, y'all, I bank my Wells Fargo. Y'all know good and well. For you to get an account with them, I know it's funny, but I'm so serious, y'all. I went in the bathroom, y'all, and I looked in the mirror and said, is this really me? Because I know she ain't approved. Wells Fargo gave me a loan. You know, you got to jump through hoops to get a checking account with them and to get a small business loan, no collateral needed or nothing. I got the small business loan, and I was going to use it to go get a car, got to the dealership, and the Lord blessed me with no money down. And once again, I'm looking in the mirror like, is this me? Is this really me? And look here, you know, you got judgments against your credit, all kinds of things that you done when you should have known better. They come back and haunt you later on. So it wasn't nothing I did. It was nobody but God. And I'm so happy today. I thank God for this avenue that you have, Lavina, you and Richard with GQ Palace, Minister Arthur, all of you who just make up this avenue for people to call in because it's so needed. So anybody out there, if you don't have hope, if you're looking at a situation and you don't know what it's going to be, remember, you're going to have to go through tribulation in order to say that neither death nor life nor peril nor sword, neither things present nor things to come, can separate you from the love of God. You're going to have to go through that. You're going to have to go through. But you know what? You can just be faithful to God in that little bit. He's going to bless you. But I'm going to tell you something. If you can't praise God while you're going through, you don't need to ask him for nothing. Because he's not going to. You got to be faithful to God when you don't have it. You got to praise him like he already gave it to you. We got to come from what was and go into what will be, but we got to first go through what is. See, we want to get what is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a hush because y'all just leaning on along with it. But I'm so happy. All right, now. But I'm happy, y'all. Thank you for letting me share that testimony. Be encouraged, whoever you are out there. God is not through with you yet. God ain't through with you yet. When he blesses you, you don't know he did it. Praise God. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, on behalf of Jesus Dallas, we are happy for you. We are extremely happy for you, and you know that God is good, and he's making everything possible for you. So I wish you the best with everything. Minister Miller, would you like to give just words of encouragement?
Yes, ma'am. I just rejoice with you, my dear sister, and I just encourage you just to continue to hold on to the Lord and continue to, I pray that fire will just continue to ignite your soul for him, that you know, God, I just truly believe that God is not through with you yet, and because of your love and faithfulness, I pray that God would just continue to enlarge your territory as you put him first and as you seek him. I pray that you will make a greater impact for the kingdom of God, and that through your testimony and that through your love and dedication to him, that people would get to know him and pardon of their sins. So I just, you know, you encourage me, and I'm just really grateful for what God is doing in your life. And I just want to say that God does allow situations just like that to occur so that we can only lean and depend on God, not on ourselves. You know, God didn't want you to praise yourself. He didn't want to praise you to praise people. But he allowed this situation to occur so that you could only understand and realize that it's him. He has brought you and kept you, and it's you, and it's him that has blessed you with that car. And I just pray, that God will just continue to use you to be an instrument, and that he will get all the glory out of your life. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I apologize for not speaking to you early on. I was so excited about the testimony.
Oh, no problem at all. No
problem. I usually speak, y'all. I've been riding like a teenager in my car. I've been so happy. I ran 2 full tanks of gas, and now I got to sit down because I realized that you've grown, you got bills, you can't go to mom and daddy no more. You got to be responsible with your blessing. Praise God. But thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Minister Weatherspeed, do you want to give words of encouragement? And then we're
going to
go so far.
Yeah, I want to praise. I'm praising God for what we've heard. And, I got to say something, child. I'm glad that you pulled over while you was doing what you was doing with that cell phone of yours.
I know, I did.
Amen, because it would have just messed up the testimony from where I'm looking. Amen. And driving and messaging and all that other good stuff. And, you know, I'm doing a good work. But, no, you got to be wise about these things.
Right.
Praise God. I just thank God. Thank God for what we were hearing. I don't know where to begin. Oh, my God.
I
heard several different things.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing what you just did.
I heard several things. I heard several things in your voice. That something was totally different, because what I was looking for, and not that I'm necessarily looking for it, but that's just a part of that's just who he is. When you say one thing, you would repeat that thing, and it would be like it was like you were doing double speak. But this time I ain't hear that. And I'm glad to know that you still minister Teresa, because I wasn't sure from last week when you called. Because you just said, I'm Teresa. And I said, oh, okay, I'm praying. I mean, what can I tell you? I listen. I pay attention. I'm attentive.
Yes,
amen. So I'm glad to hear that all is well and God is moving. And we can all be assured of one thing, too. This is very important. The Bible says, and that's in Psalm 84:11, that he will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly. That don't mean that you're doing everything perfect, but when you endeavor to do the will of the Father, and as our sister says, seeking him first, then God will, he will provide. He will provide to us according to the riches and glory that exist within Christ Jesus. And then you said something about the present, and I'm going to use real quick, fast, and hurry it, and just say something that I got from somebody a while back, and I've been using it every now and then whenever the chance presents itself. And it's, and it says this, the title of it is real short. It's an unknown author. It's called I Am. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly God was speaking to me. My name is I Am. I waited. God continues. When you live in the past with his mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I'm not there. My name is not I was. When you live in the future with his problems and fears, it is hard. I'm not there. My name is not I will be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I am.
Yes.
Amen.
Powerful right there. Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna go to another call in real fast.
Amen.
Welcome to DC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Jeremy.
Hey Jeremy, how are you?
Hello,
right,
Jeremy.
How you doing? How everybody doing?
All right,
how
sir.
You,
okay. My testimony today is everybody spoke my testimony, so I don't do certain things I know I should be, which I heard. Which I'm working on is because of my past that I can't let go. You know what I mean? But that's something I have to work on. But everybody spoke my testimony, so I ain't gonna take up that much time for tonight. But it was nice. Even though I caught the ending of it, I don't know who's the guest tonight, sis?
Minister Cheryl Miller.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Cheryl Miller?
I'm good, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed today.
Amen.
Yes. I caught you. You touched me. I mean, you shared my testimony. Like that's how I pressed the one button.
Yeah, because you've been holding for a minute. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was late, so time goes on. But yes, I am blessed today. In certain things in 2013, I'm going to try to do better than I did in 2012.
All right.
I like that.
So I am at the end. At the end of the show, can I please get a prayer?
Of course you can. Thank you. And I'm happy that you did press that one button today. And I'm also happy that you are feeling good. I can hear it in your voice.
Yes.
So that's always a blessing. That's always a blessing. And I'm just going to say to you to just stay positive. And stay encouraged. You know, I know, you know, your testimony, and I know your struggle. And this, I know it's hard, but just stay positive and, you know, surround yourself with positive people, and you'll see. You know, just pray. Everything will come together for you. Minister Miller and Minister Weathersby, would you like to give words of encouragement?
I just want to say I just really like what you said when you said that you desire, you know, to do better in 2013 than you did in 2012. And as believers, we should strive to want to live a holy life before the Lord. Each and every day our desire should be to seek the Lord more, to pray more, to fast more.
to let go. I know that you were saying that there are some things that's hard for you to let go of. But I want you to know that if you desire to let go of those things, all you have to do is just be honest and open with the Lord concerning mm-hmm. those things, and He will help you if you have
Amen.
A sincere heart. Just go to Him, and He want the good thing about it is that God is never too busy. Our prayers, you know, we can try to go to our close friend or a family member, but God is the one who created us. He made us in His likeness. He already knows, you know, what we stand in the need of before, you know, we even ask Him. He knows all about you, Jeremy, and He knows the things that's holding you back, maybe holding you back from being all that you know that you need to be for Him. I truly believe that you want to live a life to please Him. But I do encourage you, and we look forward to praying with you, but even in your personal time, I just encourage you just to continue to seek the Lord and be honest and open with the Lord, as I know that we all are as well, and say, God, you know, if you don't help me in this situation, in that situation, I'm not going to make it. And God, I know that, you know, you are the only one that's able to help me so I can be able to move forward. As Paul stated in the Bible, you know, he forgot about those things which were behind him, and his desire and goal was to press toward the mark. And we should desire to press towards Christ, Jesus Christ, even the more in the day and the time in which we're living in. But I just encourage you, just continue to be honest with the Lord. Let Him know what's going on and what's bothering you. And just be sincere with Him, and He will definitely help you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm just riding the coattails. I'm just riding the coattails of Minister Miller. Absolutely. Drawing closer and getting closer to God is very important to maintain that connectivity with Him, that connection with Him. Because, you know, He says in His Word, and I think it's in John, where He says that, you know, I'm the vine and you're the branches. And apart from me, you can do nothing. We can't do anything without Him. We need Him in all aspects of our life. Again, that's all about going back to Proverbs 3:5-6, when you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you know, allow Him to direct our path. You know, and there's nothing wrong, and I know particularly with men, there's this thing, because we've been indoctrinated to feel this way, you don't want to show no weakness. You don't want to show that you don't have an inability or that you're vulnerable to anything, like I can't do this or I can't accomplish that. But that's quite all right when you're in a relationship with the Lord, because He says when we are weak, that's when He's made strong. When we recognize that we don't have the abilities on our own to do nothing or we can't handle a situation, that's the time that we need – that's the time when we will seek Him the more, and that's when He's made strong, because that's what He wants us to do. He wants us to seek Him the more. We need to be like that woman with the issue of blood, who after she had spent all she had for 12 years dealing with something that she wasn't getting no results off. Favorably for her, she finally heard about Jesus, and she made her way. Although she was, she should not even been in nowhere near where Jesus was, because of that blood issue that she had. That she was supposed to be ostracized outside of the village, but she pressed her way, believing that all I need to do, I don't need Him to pray for me. I don't need Him to put His hands on me. All I need to do is just touch Him. Have a touch of His garment, and I know I'm going to be made whole. And that's what we have to realize, and that we need God to make us whole. We need God to rid us of those things that we can't get rid of. The Bible says, "Let us set aside every sin and weight that so easily besets us." And when we recognize that, then all you got to also realize, because the enemy going to come step to you and play and start messing with our heads and start talking about, man, you weak. But no, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And I can overcome because He overcame. So, yeah, just keep on keeping on, my brother, and just stay connected. Don't lose the connection. Don't lose the connection with the Lord. You can lose the connection with any one of us, but don't lose that connection with the Lord. That's the most important connection that you can have.
That's right.
Amen.
And Jeremy, we will definitely pray for you towards the end of the show, as well as pray for anyone else that is requesting prayer. At the end of the show, we will pray for them as well. We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GG Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Good evening. This is Eric Vindros. How are you all?
How are you?
Amen.
It is such a pleasure to be on, and I just want to say hello to Minister Miller and Minister Weathersby and Lavina.
Hey.
Been very blessed by you all. I really pray God blesses you all immensely, because you're doing His work, some great kingdom work, you know?
God bless you, my brother.
Thank you. And my testimony tonight is I'm very glad to have made it safely here to New York City. traveled here.
Big city.
I am here right now. God is good. And just also where I'm at spiritually today. I mean, God has brought me from a mighty long way. I went from being the one that constantly needed the encouragement and reassurement in depression, deep in depression, to now out of depression, joyful. Certain things don't bother me. Well, a lot of things don't bother me anymore. I don't let anything get back to me by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you,
all right.
That's right. Amen.
You know, He is able and mighty. He's mighty to the pulling down of strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing that is mightier than God. There's nothing
right.
that Jesus cannot handle in your life. If
mm-hmm.
you cling on to Him, if you draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was hearing Sister T, and it really just touched my heart. I came in on the tail end of it, and I know you're going through. And I actually have some words of encouragement, if that's all right.
Yes, that's fine.
Amen.
I would like to share two scriptures, and one of these I already shared to a sister that was going through something. But see, John 16:33
mm-hmm.
talks about, well, it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace.
Mm-hmm.
In the world you will have tribulation, but be
mm-hmm.
of good cheer. I have overcome the world." See,
amen.
The thing is, my sister T, and anybody else going through, first you do your self-examination. And the purpose of that, I would say, is because just because you're going through, that doesn't always mean that you're on the right track. You have to know that you know that you're
mm-hmm.
on the right track. You're doing, once you've established you are doing the right thing, because, T, I hear the genuine, the authentic goodness in you. You know, God is good. Thank you for your spirit, my sister, sharing that with us.
Thank you.
So when you know that you're doing the right thing and you're going through, all I'm going to tell you is rejoice, because you're blessed. Your breakthrough is right around the corner. That's when the devil really get mad and start getting really busy, because he,
mm-hmm.
you know, he see your promise, you know. And the thing is, Jesus then already overcame the world for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's already worked out. All these little hiccups and speed bumps in the road, that's just drawing you closer to God. As it
mm-hmm.
already has been stated on this program, you know, that's just going to pull you, because when you realize that this door is closing, that door is closing, folk that you never thought would turn on you, who else you gonna have to rely on?
All right.
So it strengthens, it solidifies that dependence on your rock, on your Savior. So, and I didn't mean to be long-winded myself, but you know, when you talk about Jesus, you know, it just
amen.
You can go on and on. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And lastly, Matthew 5:11. See, you have to know also when you're doing the good work that blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So rejoice, my sister, because trouble don't last always.
Thanks. Amen.
All right.
Would you like to give words of encouragement? Would you like to give words of encouragement to Eric, Minister Miller, and Minister Weathersby?
I just, you know, just grateful how the Lord is building you up and how he is strengthening you. It was just a blessing to hear you be an encouragement to Sister T. And I just pray that God would just continue to give you his joy, his love, and his peace, that God would continue to use you to be a voice, to be a blessing and encouragement to so many people. You said something, and you said, you know, that there was a time in which you were discouraged, and I believe you said that there was a time in which you were depressed. And that's a testimony within itself, how God can take away depression and everything and give you his joy and his peace, and for you to just be able to tell others of the goodness of the Lord. And that's what God will do. What the enemy will try to do for our evil, God will turn it around for our good. And I just truly believe that God is going to continue to turn everything around for your good, that this is your season to grow spiritually in him, to also be an encouragement. So just be encouraged, my brother, and know that, and continue to understand that God is with you, and that no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. It may try to form, but just know that God is with you always. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. Well, we thank my brother as well. Amen for not only giving his testimony, but for his words of encouragement. And, of course, it's important for us to understand that, you know, God will, he will give us and keep us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed on him. When we don't allow ourselves to start looking at our situations and our circumstances and things that are before us, you know, that have a way of getting us off focus and getting us distracted. But when we have a mind that's focused in on Christ, then he will give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. And he knows how to regulate a mind better than anybody. Amen. You know, Dr. Phil don't have ain't nowhere near operating in the realm that Jesus Christ operates from. You know, he don't come close. Oprah, none of them, they don't come close to what Jesus can do for us, because he says the peace that I'm gonna give you, it ain't gonna be like the world, because that thing will change and they'll take it away from you. But his peace remains with us when we have our mind stayed on him, and that's a good thing. And also, one thing that I'm always encouraged about, and God just allows me just to look at these things. You know, it's one thing for us to come and just give our testimonies about what we're thankful for and maybe what God is doing for us, but it's even a greater thing when we're concerned about somebody else. That's no greater love. That's what God expects of us as his people. Amen, to not be focused in on those things that concern us or the things that we have desires for, but to sacrifice those things and do selfless things on behalf of other people. That would be another thing that I would use for encouragement for T as well. That's the greater love, and that only comes through a relationship with the Lord. That's how that manifests itself. Because our nature, our human nature is selfish. It is purely selfish, and it only looks to do things that please itself. But when we have the nature of Christ and we take on that attribute that he possesses, you know, because he sacrificed of himself
He died for us. He laid down his life for us. He laid down his deity to even come in this world and as a human, as a man, just so that he could redeem us back unto him. So, yeah, no greater love, bro. That's what I like. I love it when I see people that they're not concerned about themselves, but they're listening and they're concerned about others, and then they, distribute, they bring that forth by just, encouraging someone. So that's a good thing. And we know that God is doing a great work in you anyhow and through you. So you just continue to do the work of the Lord, and he'll always do what he does, and he'll take care of us.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Lord. Amen. And I just want to take a few minutes out to thank you for your words of encouragement, for your testimony, and for taking the time for definitely calling in. I know you're in the big city. So.
Yeah. Oh, boy, much prayer. Much prayer.
So.
Lord have mercy.
So I definitely
yay, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I was invited to
I'm not saying New York night. City is the valley of the shadow of death, but there's a lot of things going on in the city.
Yes, it is.
That I know.
Yes,
I was invited to a bar last night.
I'm telling you, bro, that ain't all you're going to get invited to. You be ever vigilant, my brother.
But I do want to just point out also that it does feel good, and it warms my heart to see how G.K. Palace can just set a foundation just to be able to bring everyone together, on one accord, and everyone's doing God's work and just caring and sharing to everyone. That definitely means a lot, and just warms my heart to see how everyone can just come together. So I just want to thank everyone for definitely just, tuning in and just helping build this platform just to make it even bigger, but to bring it together in unity and on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to bring on a couple more callers, okay?
Amen. Okay.
For some who don't understand our purpose, may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Thank you. Because I'm happy. I sing because I sing because
We've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
And if somebody asks you,
and if somebody asks you,
was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole world no.
And when we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
to study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing the call. My melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song and my song, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
I sing it for you.
Welcome back to DC Palace Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lavina. Yes.
I was wondering. I was wondering, and that's why I'm asking the question, who's handling the music this week?
Me.
I know. I just wanted to get that out there. And praise the Lord. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, here we go with the music.
Nah, see, I knew I set you up. I set you up. Remember Kirk? Kirk started out talking about, you know, people wondering, then they asked the question, so I just thought I'd wonder and ask the question.
I got your approval, though, right? I got your approval.
Oh, yeah. You every song's been on point.
All right. Good. Amen to that. We're
going to
bring on another caller, okay?
Amen.
Welcome to Geeky Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Kia. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hello.
Hi, Kia.
How is everybody?
Doing
great over here.
Good. Well, I'm just today we started my pastor's 38th anniversary. I sit on the co-chair of his anniversary this year. Well, last year too. It was great. It was an awesome sermon today. Coming out of Hebrews 11:8-11, he talked about God is calling you out. The thing he focused on, which I think that's why I am probably not the way I am. He says, you know, how he called you out not to fit in, but to stand out. you know, he was just talking about there's a reason why he had to make you uncomfortable. He allowed things to happen to take you to another place. So I'm glad people that were there that struggling with trying to fit in, people liking them, and you got to always be like, no. He got other plans for you. So it was a great sermon. Great message. He talked about Abraham and Obey in that sermon. So it was, you know, you have to have the gift of goodbye, telling people, lagging people along, and, you know, you're taking few tours. God is doing these things for a reason, not for you to fit in, but to stick out. So it was a great message. as we celebrate my pastor's 38th anniversary. So we got a whole line of great theologian preachers coming up, you know. And that's one thing about, like, about preachers. You know, they preach and they teach, but they're going to teach first.
That's right.
And they digest that Bible. So it's like, you know, it's awesome when they digest the Bible. So you sit there and, you know, people that sit, you know, wonder, you know, wow, Tommy Matt, I'm like, yeah, you can digest that Bible. It was a great, great sermon this evening. So, you know, a little tired, but I'm full. My soul is full, but I'm just a little tired right now. But that was it. Just, you know, my pastor's 38th anniversary was start off. It was great today. I'm blessed. I thank God for just allowing me just to see another day. I just thank God for just covering me and covering my household here and covering family members. So I'm grateful, you know. I count it all joy. That's what I always say, that, you know, things, and I count everything joy. That's probably, you know, I'm blessed. There's no need for me to complain about nothing. And I don't complain about that's one thing I'm not gonna complain about life and society, what is going with it. I count everything joy. I really do. I learned that a long time. You count it all joy.
Amen. Well,
amen.
On behalf of GQ Palace, we just want to wish your pastor a happy 38th anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
You know, we do definitely want to, you know,
wish
the pastor.
Yes, thank you. He's been, oh, man, I'm surrounded by now. It's just amazing. He's surrounded by now a great theologian, teaching, preaching pastor, you know.
Amen.
So I'm blessed.
I'm going to go to Minister Miller and Minister Weathersby for words of encouragement, please.
Yes, ma'am. Again, we do wish your pastor a happy anniversary. And
thank you.
God continue to bless him, give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to proclaim God's truth to his people. And that's a blessing and honor to be able to celebrate his anniversary.
Yes, it is.
And it was a scripture that came to me when you were talking, and it was Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." And when you were saying how, you know, God has called, you know, as true believers, those that are striving to do his will, those of us that have a calling to do, we have to remember about Jeremiah 29:11, the thoughts that he had for us. He wants us to have a wonderful outcome in him, but it's up to us to want to have that final outcome and to be what he wants us to be. You know, he doesn't want evil to come upon us, but sometimes we can allow evil to come upon us when we're not willing to put God first, and we're not willing to do things his way. And once we learn how to do things his way, his peace will come upon us, and we can be what God has called us to be. And God is looking for people who are willing to forget about, you know, what people think about them. People who are willing to really take a stand for Christ and truly live this life the way he wants us to live this life. Jesus is on his way back. He's coming real soon. And I truly believe, you know, he's preparing us to meet him. But we just have to stay on the right course. It is a blessing and an honor to be one of his, and it is my prayer that you would just it seems, I know that you're excited about the message, may that sermon continue to burn within you, and may you continue to feed off of that word and understand that God does have a great call, a calling over our lives, and continue just to seek him each and every day. For the gifts and callings, may God continue to stir up the gifts that's on the inside of you, and may you continue to be a bold soldier for him, not worrying about anything, but pressing toward the mark and putting him first in all things.
Amen.
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 Amen. Wonderful words of encouragement right there. Okay.
Amen.
And
amen.
If somebody's here, are you going to come with the I concur?
Oh, well, you know, I can. Absolutely. And truth is truth. You know, you can't argue with
that's
truth,
right.
And I won't try to. I will never dispute the truth. But also, and keep it in line with, you know, being called out. And God calls us out for a reason. We are to be set apart. He called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, so we can be set apart, sanctified and holy, so that He can perform the ultimate extreme makeover on us, transforming us into what we was. You know, dying in our sins. And making us to resemble, you know, Christ in all ways by allowing the transformation process that should happen with us, the renewing of our minds and cleaning out our hearts so that we can be representative of Him, so that we can be an example, so that we can draw others to Him by the way that we live, you know, that new life. Amen. And also, I'm glad to hear something as well that you said, Kia. So you don't go to church to hear the see the performance or to get excited? Amen. Some folks, I tell you, that's we got to talk truth. Some folks, that's what they go to the church for, to hear the preacher, to get excited and to see the performance.
Right.
And I'm very clear about this. I'm not concerned, and God will not allow me to go in a mode where I can try to appease someone's interest for excitement, because what we need to be more concerned about is that you know what the Word of God is saying and that you understand the message that He's providing to us, because, again, we don't want to get caught like what Hosea says in 4:6. We don't want to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. And,
right.
And that ought not happen when you're able to receive the word and hear the word of God come, through the preaching mode, amen. But we have to ensure, like God, like Jesus, He told Peter, He asked Peter three times this here very question, this distinct question that Peter got a little perturbed after the first time, and definitely after the second time when he asked him the same thing. He said, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my flock." Three times. And there's a reason for that. God wants His people to be aware. He wants us to be knowledgeable. He don't want us just to be, you know, we got a lot of folks that, well, the Bible does say be wise and gain wisdom, but in all things it says that, you know, have some understanding, because it don't do a bit of good for you to be wise and not understand what you're wise about.
Right.
You need to be able to give a reason for why you believe and follow Jesus Christ. And if you don't understand it, you can't tell you can't talk to anybody about it. You can't witness about it. So I thank God for that. Thank God for your pastor doing what he does, you know, the feeding the flock and giving the people what they need. And for 38
mm-hmm.
years on the job, Lord have mercy, Woo.
He talked about how it's not easy, you know, because it's
that's what I was just getting ready to say.
He says it all the time. One thing about my pastor said, it's tough, and you got to sit out here, and, you know, a lot of people don't understand. And, you know, they were talking about how, you know, our generation, you know, we lose sight of giving honor where honor is due and giving reverence. You
right.
know, you got to learn to give reverence. And I know that, you know, you just don't do certain things. It's like you give honor, and you give honor when it's due. You know, so I truly believe that he's a type of pastor, you know, notebook, pad and pen. You know, he's gonna teach. He ain't coming in. It's all about teaching. He's feeding his people. He's coming here to teach.
He's following what the Bible says, that
mm-hmm.
he'll give us pastors after his own heart. And Christ
mm-hmm.
always, when he came upon people. The reason why he was concerned about Peter and what Peter should be doing, and you know, because he knew the plans that he had for Peter. You know, the Bible always tells us that anytime Jesus came among the people and he saw that their affliction and what they were going through, the Bible says he had compassion upon them, and he would stop and he would minister to them. He would minister to them, and that's what a pastor has to be able to do: have compassion for his people.
Right. I just
want to
give the.
I'm sorry. A pastor should have compassion for his or her people.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Amen.
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 Right.
And we do have a lot of people listening. So I just want to offer the number 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. If anyone's listening from their PC, they have to dial the same number, 646-200-3838. You just press the number 1 to go on the air. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song to give everyone a chance to press 1. So that they can go on the air and share their testimony or say what they're thankful for this evening. And then when we come back, we'll end the show in prayer. So everyone can hold the line.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes I feel like
giving up.
It seems like my
best
just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more. I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. Just like a stranger so far from home, I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told
song.
Yes, he was.
I heard you too.
Uh-oh.
I just want to, for those callers that just tuned in, there's a little bit of an echo there. All right, for anyone that is on the air, please mute your phone because we're picking up on an echo. Okay, is everyone still there?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to, for everyone that's just tuning in right now, if you'd like to go on the air, please press the 1 button because we will be ending the show shortly. The number to call in is 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air.
Amen.
All right, the echo is gone, or the paperwork or something is gone, so we're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Amen.
Everyone still there? All right,
yes.
There we go. All right. If you cannot hear yourself, it's probably because you have been muted because of noise in the background. So if you can please mute your phone or just limit the activity, I guess you can say, in the background. I'm going to have to say activity because I don't know what they're doing. But it's much better now, so we're good.
Amen.
But I want to say, I know Minister Weatherby, since that is your one of your favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
One of your favorite songs. For everyone that is listening, how do you feel when you hear that song?
It's a reminder. It's just a reminder of me of what I need to do, and God moved on me on that about four, going on five months now. I say foundational scripture for the faith of, you know, for a Christian just to understand, is Proverbs 3:5-6, and it simply says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. That song reminds me that that's what I need to do, because God understands. He sees everything that we're going through. He understands everything that we're going through. He just needs us to trust His plan. When you don't see, when we don't hear Him, sometimes we believe we don't hear God, and that can happen when we allow situations and circumstances to cloud our minds where we can't hear God, and so He says, even if you don't hear. Hear my voice. Just trust my plan. And He knows, and we already heard what He says in Jeremiah 29:11 about the plans and thoughts that He has for us. And we just have to wholeheartedly put all of our trust in Him. And that's what that song pushes me to that.
Yeah. Amen. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, it's Debbie from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
How are
you
doing? I'm good. Amen. I'm good. Amen. Right. I've enjoyed the program. I got lost in the time change here.
All day, Debbie?
More or less, yeah.
Oh, okay. You really were lost.
I was springing ahead, but I just wanted to know I've been listening and I've been enjoying the show very much. And
Amen.
It's been a blessing in my heart. I just want to express that.
Thank you. Amen. And I'm happy that most of the snow should have melted already for you in Connecticut.
Oh.
I know you guys got the snow out there. And,
right. It's melting. It's melting.
God has
made the sunshine for 2 days in a row, and it's melting very quickly. Looking forward to spring.
Amen.
Amen. With that being said, I'm going to go to Minister Miller to pray for everyone that is requesting prayer, please.
Okay. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Let us look to the Lord. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're just truly grateful, God, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercy. God, we're just so grateful for your great love, for the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon us.
Father, we ask you to please forgive us for all of our sins and all of our shortcomings, because we definitely fall short of your glory. But we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that washes us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness when we realize that we are wrong and you are right. You're more than able to make all things new in our life, dear God. And I even thank you for this time and opportunity to be able to pray for my brothers and sisters, Father God. Mm-hmm. You know what they stand in the need of, dear God. You made them, you created them in your likeness, dear God. And we know that you're more than able, oh God, to meet them where they are, dear God. Father God, you take pleasure, Father God, in hearing from your people. So, Father God, I pray for each and every person that called in, Father God. I pray, dear God, that your hand of protection would be upon them, that your grace and mercy, oh God, that you will bestow upon them. I just pray, Father God, that they will lean not into that all their own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But in all thine way, I pray, God, that they will acknowledge you, dear God, so that mm-hmm. you will direct their path, dear God. I pray, Father God, that you, oh God, would just give them a hunger and a thirst, dear God, to seek your holy and righteous face, God. Give them a desire, Lord, to put you first, oh God, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance. I pray, dear God, that you will help them to realize, dear God, that they can't make it without you, dear God. God, we can't make it without you, dear God. Without you, Father God, we are absolutely nothing. So, God, we come to you right now, Father God, asking you, oh God, to just breathe on us right now, dear God. Asking you, oh God, to have your way, Father God, and take control, Father God, of those situations, of those struggles, oh God, of those disappointments, of those hurts that we have, of those scars that we have, dear God. We pray, Father God, that you will heal us, oh God, that you will mend us, oh God, relationships, oh God, that need to be mended back together. Father, we pray that you will bend those relationships back together in Christian love.
Yes,
we pray, Father God, that you will just reverse the curse, dear God. What the enemy is trying to do, we pray, Father God, that you will get all the glory, God, that you will get all the honor, that you will get all the praise. Amen. Those that may have sickness in their bodies, oh God, those, Father God, who might be going through financially, Father God, those who are going through mentally, dear God, Father God, you are the true physician, God. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. And we just ask right now that, God, you would touch your people, dear God, that you, oh God, would strengthen your people, that you will restore your people, Father God, that, Lord, you would just rest, rule, and abide, Father God, in their lives, dear God. God, we know, Father God, that with you all things are possible, Father God. We thank you because a lot of we all travel different walks of life, God. And, Father God, there were different things, oh, God, that have brought us to where we are right now in 2013. And, God, we just want to say that we are thankful, God, just for life right now, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that you loved us enough to even be here another day, dear God. We thank you, Father God, just for you loving us so much, Father God, that you saw the best in us, dear God, when other people didn't see the best. We thank you, Father God, just for you, just me and God. And I just pray for all of those who are hurting, God. I just pray for Sister T, dear God. We just pray that you would just continue to encourage her heart, dear God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to bless her, Father God. Help her to realize, Father God, that everything is working out together for her. But she may not see it right now, dear God. But help her to realize, Father God, that what she's going through is only to build character in her, dear God.
Yes,
only,
God.
Oh God, that she can be more and more like you, dear God. We just pray, dear God, that you would just give her your peace right now, God. Allow her to let go, Father God, and let you have your way, dear God, in her life right now, dear God. We pray for Brother Jeremy, dear God. Father, you know the different things, Father God, that he's going through, oh God, that he's fighting with. We just pray, oh God, that he will just let go as well. We just pray that you will just take full control over what he's going through. I pray that he will put you first, dear God. And I pray for my dear brother. I forget his name, and I'm sorry. The dear brother who gave an encouragement word to Sister T. We pray, Lord, that you will just continue to strengthen him, continue to have your way in his life, even as he's in New York. We pray that you will cover him with your blood, that no harm or danger will come upon him, that, Father God, when the enemy may try to come, while he's in New York, we pray, Father God, that your holy angels will encamp around him, that you will just continue to touch his mind, allow him, oh God, to think on on those things which are above, dear God. Help him to think on the things of God, dear God, in the mighty name. Just help him to think on those things, oh God, that are lovely. Oh God, those things of a good report, dear God. We just pray, Father God, that you just continue, oh God, to just be glorified in his life. We pray even for the dear sister that you bless with the new car. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to allow her to give that testimony to other people, Father God, who need an encouragement, who might be going through the same situation. We even pray for the dear sister from Connecticut, dear God. We ask you, oh God, just to continue to have your way in her life, Father. We just pray that you, oh God, she will get to know you more and more each and every day, oh God, that she will continue to submit, God, and surrender, God, everything over unto you. We just pray for all of those, dear God, who have called in, dear God, and even those who are listening, God. Father, you know what they stand in the need of, and there's a reason why, Father God, they tuned in. God, there's a reason why you had them called, dear God. And I pray even for my dear sister, Sister Lavina. We thank you, oh God, for her commitment and her faithfulness, dear God. And I just pray that you will continue to bless her and use her, oh God, in a mighty way. And we pray for Minister Weathersby as well, dear God. We just ask that you would continue to touch this man of God, touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, dear God. We just pray that you will continue to enlarge the territories of Minister Weathersby and Sister Lavina, that, Father God, that you will just continue to use them in this time and this season. We pray, oh God, that you just have your way in their life. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to enlarge their territory so that more and more people would get to know you, Father God, and that more and more people will surrender and yield themselves over unto you. I thank you for this opportunity. It's a humbling experience, dear God, to be able to be on the air, and I thank you for the opportunity, dear God. I don't take it lightly to be able to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, and to be able to pray, oh God, for your people. God, we just pray that you would even bless us tonight, even as we get off the air. We ask that you even bless us this coming week, dear God, that you will cover us with your blood, that you will just order our steps, God, that you will lead, God, and direct us in the way that we should go, God. We pray, oh God, that we will seek your face, oh God, before we start our day, oh God, so that you can help us, Lord, to make the decisions that need to be made, oh God. Help us to be in your safety. Help us, Lord, to stay in your will, Father. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we thank you for all things. Amen.
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 Yes.
What I usually do while we are praying, I also pull out some of the names of people that were unable to call in. And press one to go on the air, but they are listening to the show. So I just want to make sure that I mention Pastor Sharina Butler's name as well as Rachel. Pastor Butler usually calls in every Sunday, but her schedule being the way that it is, she's been unable to. So I just want her to know that we are, you know, praying for her. And Rachel, who usually calls in as well, you know, I know that you're listening in. We are always praying for you, and we always keep you close to our heart. And, of course, I'm going to just mention Rich Money because I always pray for him. He's our CEO and host of DQ Palace. Minister Weathersby, stop laughing.
we better be praying for him.
Yes, I always pray for him. I always pray for him, and I always call his name out wherever I am, just, you know, asking God just to continue to, you know, keep him, comfort him, and just, you know, keep him humble, keep him strong, and just keep him committed. You know, that's, you know, very important. And with that being said, I do want to thank our callers for calling in, our listeners. A special thanks to Minister Cheryl Miller.
It was an honor
having you on, and I truly enjoyed the show. Minister Weathersby, you know, it's always an honor having you with me. You know, I gave you so many titles, you know. Well, you know, I didn't really give it to you, but
just call me a child of God.
That's right. That's right. So with that being said, I do wish everyone that they have a safe, blessed, and productive week. Eric, I do pray that you will make it home safe and sound, and do not enjoy New York City too much now. Too much. Make sure you're still able to get up and function, you know. It's a temporary thing right now. I don't know if you like it so much, you're going to stay. I don't know. I don't know. You said you had an invitation to a bar. I don't know.
Oh, no, I actually didn't go.
Oh, good. Okay.
See that, Lavina? He said he was invited. He didn't say he went.
Yes, I guess. I said you had an invitation. You had an invitation to a bar. He said invitation, but he didn't say I went to the bar.
Right. I mean, I went down to the little spot to get a little shepherd's pie, this Irish little spot. It was pretty decent. And came on back to the hotel and laid down, you know.
All right, sir.
All right.
Out of harm's way.
That's right.
But y'all check out the pictures online, though. I had a busy day in Times Square today.
Okay. Well, definitely have to look at them for you. Look, and put some comments on it, you know, about New York City. So I think I saw one with the Statue of Liberty or something, right?
Yeah, a small replica. Now, the guy told me it's construction, so I couldn't get over to the island today.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, I do wish everyone a safe, productive, and blessed week.
Thanks.
And as always, please make sure that you pray for GQ Palace, and we are always praying for all of you.
Amen.
It was a wonderful show. I'm just going to ask if anyone has any announcements that they want to announce. They can announce it at this time before we end the show.
Well, just for me, everybody definitely tune in on April 7th, Messenger of Light. That show will be starting to air right after this wonderful program, Spiritual Sunday. So from the 9 to 10 hour, we'll have Messenger of Light on GQ Palace Radio. And also the page where all of my inspirational writings, ericvendros.hubpages.com. Go there and check out. It's nice fruits of the spirit that you can check out on that page.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Minister Weathersby, I know your book is probably in the final stages at this point. Do you want to give any information?
Yeah. Well, any day now, it should be out for available for purchase. It's on family relationship, building family relationships, and healing and restoring family relationships, based upon looking at what the Word of God speaks about our families and the relationship between Him and us as well. And it's titled "Check the DNA: Whatever Happened to We Are Family." And I'm looking forward to providing ministry through that. That vehicle that God has given me, along with the other book that I have on the marriage relationship. So I don't have no problem. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, I will travel. Amen.
Amen.
I will make my way to your church or wherever, and we can see if we can get we need to be healed in the families and in our marriages, and particularly within the household of faith. We're hurting. We're under serious attack.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's awesome.
Amen. So with that being said, I just want to thank everyone for definitely tuning in to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and we look forward to speaking to you all next week, Sunday, the Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9. Have a blessed week, everyone, and have a wonderful week. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all as well.
Good night.
Washington, D.C.